2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, August 24th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 84 degrees.
An easy ride along I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Afghanistan in turmoil.
House Republicans say they have more questions than answers after a confidential briefing from the Biden administration on Afghanistan. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there is no way every American can be pulled from Afghanistan in the next 7 days.
We should stay until every single American is able to get out of Afghanistan. We should use every recourse possible to make that happen.
The GOP leadership is slamming the president for sticking to August 31st as a hard deadline to end the withdrawal operation. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, says he doesn't think the U.S. will be ready to remove all troops from Afghanistan by August 31st.
Given the logistical difficulties of moving people to the airport and the limited number of workarounds, it's hard for me to see that being fully complete by the end of the month.
Schiff making the comments after leaving a classified briefing yesterday. A Utah veteran says he's growing more desperate to rescue the family of a man who served as his interpreter in Afghanistan. He says his friend's brother is being targeted because the interpreter decided to help the U.S. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Earlier, we highlighted the story of Fardeen, who served as a translator for the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Fardeen's brother, Fro, is still trapped in Afghanistan. Since our first story, the situation has reportedly become even more dangerous.
The situation is drastically getting out of hand.
Braden Wayment served with Fardeen, saying a death warrant has been issued for Fro and his family. Wayment says there are times when it looks safe enough to travel to the airport in Kabul, only for the family to get turned away each time.
There has been a glimmer of hope every single day, and then there has been a kick to the gut every single night.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Taliban spokesman now says they will block crowds traveling to Kabul's airport. ABC's Louis Martinez reports the increasing aggressions could create a real problem for U.S. evacuations.
The message to the Afghan population from this spokesman is don't go to the airport. That is going to create a significant problem here for the United States, because if they're stopping the flow of people getting to the airport, what happens next? Because the U.S. says we're going to continue with our mission to try to get them out, but if nobody shows up because the Taliban is now blocking their way, that's a significant development.
The Taliban has also rejected any potential plans from the Biden administration to extend the deadline for evacuations. Afghan evacuees have started arriving at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, one of three military bases in the U.S. processing and housing incoming special immigrant visa applications. Now, Jane Donaldson lives in the area and says she has met with community members to create a think tank of ideas of how to help these new arrivals.
To everybody that's out there, I think we just rally as a community. This community is so generous.
Schools in the area are also working on plans to admit Afghan children into their classrooms. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. Vice President Kamala Harris is condemning some of China's actions during her trip to Asia. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the Foreign Desk.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Singapore.
We know that Beijing continues to coerce, to intimidate, and to make claims to the vast majority of the South China Sea.
This comes as China continues to claim most of the South China Sea, claims that have long been rejected by the international community. Harris also pledged to work with the U.S.'s allies in the area on climate change and the COVID crisis. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
Pope Francis is removing a controversial Spanish bishop. ABC's Megan Williams has more from Rome.
The Pope has accepted the resignation of Spanish Bishop Xavier Novell Goma after he said paternal neglect made men gay. Goma has long made homophobic comments and also made statements in favor of independence of the Spanish region of Catalan. Last week, Francis removed Brazilian Bishop Tomé Ferreira da Silva when an explicit video of him having gay sex went viral. Catholic Church sexual abuse survivors say the Brazilian bishop had been under investigation by the church for abuse and sexting with minors since 2015, with no action taken until the video leaked. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
A rock and roll legend has died. Charlie Watts was the drummer for the Rolling Stones for more than 50 years. He recently withdrew from the Stones' upcoming tour, citing the need to recover from a successful medical procedure. His representative says no one saw this coming. No other information about the drummer's health has been released. In an interview posted on the Rolling Stones' YouTube channel, Watts discusses his early drum education. Watts was 80 years old. Coming up on KSL, Congressman Chris Stewart is worried about getting all Americans out of Afghanistan. What he has to say coming up in the in-depth at 12:15, and a look at your noontime drive.
Utility work still affecting traffic downtown, westbound 5th South and West Temple. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Hi, I'm Celeste Edmonds, director of the Christmas Box International. We're so grateful for all you gave last Christmas to help abused children. You really made a difference. Of course, the Christmas Box House shelters children 365 days a year. If you or a group you belong to would like to help, please join our Christmas in July campaign to help children during these summer months. It's easy. Just go to thechristmasbox.org. That's thechristmasbox.org to donate or to volunteer. Or Google us. Thank you so much and have a happy summer.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Everybody knows Cache Valley has the most blissful bovines in the universe, and it's high time to celebrate. Head to Logan, Utah for the first ever Cache Valley Cheese and Dairy Festival the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. Free samples, live food trucks, bounties creating charcuterie boards, and you can even blow an alpenhorn.
A what? Oh.
Loosen your belt for a delicious ribeye steak fondue dinner, complete with cheesy potatoes, of course. Other good stuff in Cobbler with locally made ice cream for dessert. Amazing! Get moving. CashCheeseFest.com. While you're in Logan, enjoy 20-plus stops on our self-guided foodie trek, great restaurants, and comfy hotels. We've got hiking and biking and golfing, live music and comedy, too. Head to Logan, Utah for the first-ever Cache Valley Cheese and Dairy Festival the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. ExploreLogan.com.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. GOP leadership is in D.C. is slamming President Biden's end date to complete evacuations in Afghanistan. President Biden is expected to speak on Afghanistan sometime this hour. We will bring you his comments when they do happen here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 12:08. Congressman Chris Stewart is slamming President Biden as we wait for him to deliver the latest news.
You run out of words.
to describe this. It breaks my heart. I have never been as angry about anything our federal government has done as I have watching this unfold. It is a tragedy that is beyond description, and the president just keeps making it worse.
That is the congressman on Dave and Dujanovic about an hour ago. He's worried all the Taliban won't let Americans out of Afghanistan, let alone all the Afghans who helped the U.S.
It's the overwhelming view of the intelligence and military community. We can't get them all out in the next 6 days. It's only a week away. We can't even identify all the Americans, and many of them cannot get to Kabul airport. We know there's thousands that are not yet at the airport, that are not even in the city, and they're not allowed to travel. How in the world do we think that magically we're going to have the capability to get them out in the next week? I can't even imagine that we would leave them there. And yet, as the president announced today, that's his intention. He's going to have to adjust that. It's just impossible for him to do that. The American people would not ever allow him to leave Americans behind.
Congressman Stewart says it will take weeks, if not months, to get everyone out. The president is expected to speak on Afghanistan at this hour. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's a nice, quiet start on the Valley freeways to the noontime drive. In fact, I-15 looks great with traffic rolling along both directions between Ogden and Provo. Now, we do have a couple of spots that is going to impede, that will impede traffic, and one is going to be downtown westbound at 500 South and West Temple Street, where the westbound lanes are closed between State and West Temple due to some utility work, a water main break. So that's a spot you need to watch. And then also, if you're planning to exit off of I-15 to travel eastbound 1300 South, remember road work there has shut down eastbound lanes of traffic at 4th West. Having trouble reading? The Utah State Library's Program for the Blind and Disabled has thousands of large print and audiobook titles available. Go to blindlibrary.utah.gov. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It's a nice day out there as far as the air quality goes. Warming up to about 90, which is seasonal for this time of year. We got more of the same tomorrow, 91 and more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, more from GOP leadership in D.C. on the situation in Kabul from those members who served there themselves. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, friends, it's me again, and I'm at J&J Gardens Center in Layton. J&J knows that it's been a difficult summer, that we've had to work together to conserve water for the good of our community. J&J would like to thank you for your efforts with a special fall clearance sale. Right now, all containerized trees, all shrubs, all perennials are 20% off. J&J definitely has the best products at the best price and the best service too. So come to J&J Garden Center and allow our knowledgeable staff to help you in your efforts to search out water-wise trees and plants and take advantage of their incredible fall clearance sale too. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
It's the J&J Garden Center fall clearance sale. All containerized trees, 20% off.
Imagine never having to pick up the phone to call a business again. No more phone tag, no more awkward voicemails, and no more awful hold music. That's the world Podium is creating by making it easier for customers to connect with small businesses like yours. You might have seen Podium's billboards all over the city and wondered what they do. Well, they're changing the way local businesses communicate and get stuff done across the globe, including right here in our own backyard. The Utah Jazz, RC Willie, Absolute HVAC, Fat Cats, Ken Garf, and Zero Res all use Podium to connect with their customers. With Podium's all-in-one inbox, you can chat with customers, get online reviews, collect payments from anywhere, and send marketing campaigns that actually get a response, all by sending a quick text. Everybody texts. With Podium, so can your business. Get started today with free tools at podium.com/KSL, or sign up for a paid Podium account and get a free credit card reader. Restrictions apply. That's podium.com/KSL.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For our $55 drain cleaning special, we'll stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school can feel like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. FindSomethingNew.org offers resources that help develop new skills. Skills that can position you for careers in today's growing industries, from healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Find your path to a new career at FindSomethingNew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Utah veteran says his dear friend's dangerous situation in Afghanistan is getting worse. He says the Taliban already issued a death warrant for his friend's family. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second House Republicans say they have more questions than answers after a classified briefing on the evacuations in Afghanistan. They are slamming the president for not changing the date of the withdrawal after the Taliban said the date couldn't change. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
A quiet drive on the Valley freeways. No accidents, no delays. We do have slowdowns both directions of 5600 West between I-80 and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
But sunshine, highs around 90. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 84 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House this hour, President Biden will update Americans on the situation in Afghanistan, including keeping the deadline for U.S. troops and Americans to be out. That as the Taliban vows to block crowds racing to Kabul's airport to catch flights to safety. ABC's Louis Martinez has more.
We're continuing to see those crowds gathered outside of the airport trying to get in, clutching the very paperwork that would allow them in, who are not being allowed in because, let's say, there are not enough consular officials to let them in. Now, with this deadline of August 31st, President Biden has indicated he might be flexible on that date, but we're seeing the Taliban be firm no on August 31st.
Republicans who received a confidential briefing about U.S. operations in Afghanistan are ratcheting up criticism. Congressman Michael McCaul accusing the president of abandoning people if he does not extend the deadline.
It will be a stain on this presidency, and particularly after the decision made today and what we heard today, he will have blood on his hands. People are going to die and they're going to be left behind.
The COVID-19 response team at a briefing today once urged Americans to get vaccinated, saying those who were once holding out for full authorization now have an option of the Pfizer vaccine, which the FDA approved yesterday. Coordinator Jeff Zients says vaccinations are on the rise.
In the face of the Delta variant, more and more Americans are stepping up each day to get vaccinated.
He was the drummer of the Rolling Stones for decades. Today, word, Charlie Watts has died.
Charlie Watts kept time for one of the most influential rock bands in history. He joined the Rolling Stones in 1963 and stayed alongside Mick Jagger and Keith Richards for six decades. Seen as a steadying force for the Stones, Watts brought groove rather than flair.
ABC's Mark Remillard. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The GOP leadership is speaking against the president for sticking to the August 31st hard deadline to end the withdrawal operation from Afghanistan. Tennessee Congressman Mark Green told reporters today that the withdrawal situation is extremely personal to him.
I served in the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment early during the war. I was there when Pat Tillman was killed. I vividly remember his flag-draped coffin being brought out to the airfield through a cordon of our nation's tier one. I mean, these are the hardest guys in the United States military, toughest, most elite. This flag-draped coffin goes through, and there's not a dry eye. I can see it like it was yesterday, going into the back of that C-17. The doors closing. The sun was rising at Bagram. It is imprinted in my brain forever. Like so many other faces and names just like Pat's. I happen to serve the area that surrounds Fort Campbell. About 85% of the people who live at Fort Campbell are in my district. When I go to the Publix, I have to look into the eyes of children who are Gold Star children. This is deeply personal for me. I want to tell those veterans, as has been echoed here before, your service was completely and incredibly valuable to this country. For 20 years, you protected our nation from a terrorist attack. That has value. And the friends that we lost, their sacrifice has value. If you're struggling, rebootrecovery.com.
We continue to stand by for the president's comments on the situation in Afghanistan. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now for traffic and weather, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
So far, so good on I-15 and the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. In fact, I-15 traffic looks good north and southbound as you travel between Hill Air Force Base and BYU down in Provo. Summit County, a good drive on I-80 and really all the way over to Echo Reservoir. If you're traveling to the west, a nice drive as well to Tooele County. And Utah County drivers, no problems in Provo Canyon, Redwood Road, or on SR-73 Quarry Ride. Now, for those who are in the downtown area, though, be aware, road work is closing westbound lanes of traffic at 500 South and West Temple. Awaken the royalty within you at the Utah Renaissance Fair, August 27th and 28th at Thanksgiving Point. Visit utahrenfair.org for tickets and details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
High temperatures hover around 90 degrees today. We get a lot of sunshine. It's a touch warmer tomorrow, up to 91, and then it cools down a little bit starting Thursday. Really nice days ahead. Cooler mornings and evenings. High temperature on Thursday up to about 87 and only 86 on Friday. More sunshine and more of the same for the weekend, too. Highs only 80s, lows 60s both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures on Monday up to 88. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets having another good day. We'll bring you money news coming up next.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
You are not your diagnosis.
A medical chart is not your identity.
And vision loss does not define you.
Your drive shows who you are.
And you are not alone.
Because we are driven too.
To be a beacon of strength.
A champion of courage.
An advocate for hope.
You are not alone.
because we are stronger together.
We drive the research for the cures we are finding.
We're fighting macular degeneration,
retinitis pigmentosa,
Usher syndrome,
and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases.
We fund.
We fight.
We win.
We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness.
Join the fight at fightingblindness.org.
This breaking health news is for those with chronic lung disease or post-COVID breathing complications. There's no need to suffer any longer. True Health now has a breakthrough treatment that brings relief to damaged lungs. Be one of the first 15 people to call 385-388-0808 and receive a free consultation. This groundbreaking treatment uses the power of your own body to naturally heal and restore tissue, allowing your lungs to work the way they're supposed to. This simple office procedure requires no downtime. Be one of the first 15 people to call 385-388-0808 to receive your free consultation. Imagine living the active life you want without feeling like you're breathing through a straw. Be one of the first 15 people to call True Health at 385-388-0808 and receive a free consultation. It's time to come up for air. Call now and you can start breathing easier.
KSL News Time 1224, growing fears in Europe of a fresh migrant crisis in light of recent events in Afghanistan. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the Foreign Desk.
Poland's defense minister saying Poland will double its troop numbers and build a fence along its border with Belarus, an attempt to halt the flow of migrants to the European Union. This comes as the EU accuses Belarus of weaponizing migrants, purposefully sending them across the border in retaliation for recent sanctions imposed on Minsk. Lithuania said on Monday it would also be completing a fence along its border with Belarus by September 2022. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Airbnb is pledging to provide free housing to 20,000 Afghan refugees. The CEO says the program would begin immediately and that Airbnb would pay for the stays. Richard Branson's satellite launching company will soon go public. Virgin Orbit is a separate entity from Virgin Galactic. It'll be listed on the NASDAQ under the ticket VORB. Under the ticker VORB, I should say. Walmart is launching a delivery service that will deliver items from other local retailers to consumers. The company's Go Local service is expected to be ready to go just in time for holiday deliveries. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 95 points, sitting at 35,430. S&P 500 up by 11 points, and the NASDAQ up by 73 points. Hot dogs and life expectancy aren't going hand in hand. ABC's Will Gans explains.
A new study suggests that eating one hot dog takes 36 minutes off of your life. New research from the University of Michigan evaluating more than 5,800 foods, ranking them by their nutritional disease burden to humans. A beef hot dog on a bun resulting in 36 minutes lost, largely due to the detrimental effect of processed meat. The same study suggesting that eating foods like salted peanuts, baked salmon, and rice with beans are equivalent to adding between 10 and 15 minutes back onto your life. Will Gans, ABC News, New York.
Hi there, Congressman Blake Moore here. This August, I'm coming to you. I'll be traveling throughout the 1st District hosting in-person town halls, and I'd love for you to join us. I will be in Duchesne, Davis, Summit, Cache, Box Elder, Morgan, and Weber counties. Visit my website at www.blakemore.house.gov and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rep Blake Moore for times and locations. I look forward to seeing you and addressing your questions. Paid for by official funds authorized by the U.S. House of Representatives.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest on the drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a nice drive on the Valley freeways. We don't have any accidents, no delays. You're looking good, even if you're traveling I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties along the Wasatch Front. Some stacked up slow traffic either direction of 5600 West. It could be construction, but it's around the intersections, those traffic lights between I-80 and 2100 South. And again, if you're in the downtown area, westbound lanes of traffic are blocked due to utility road work. This is going to be at 5th South and West Temple. It's summer. Take that RV trip. Rates as low as 2.79% APR for up to 5 years and financing for up to 15 years. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine. High temperatures around 90 degrees today. It could be about the same tomorrow, up to 91 and more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Schlaus. It's sunny in Salt Lake City and 86 degrees. KSL's top local story this half hour. The Tokyo Paralympic Games kicked off this morning with their opening ceremonies, and five Utah athletes are representing the U.S. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
The Beehive State will represent the U.S. in four different categories, including track and field and wheelchair fencing. Allie Ibanez graduated from Cottonwood Heights High School in 2018. She's on the wheelchair basketball team. And Maybai Hooking is a two-time Paralympian from Salt Lake City. She's currently attending the University of Utah and will compete in goal ball.
The first U.S. goal ball match kicks off tomorrow against Brazil. Repairs are underway to restore water to more than 130 units in the Riverside Village Mobile Home Park. Residents say they've been without water since Sunday morning, with some residents filling buckets from the nearby river or a neighboring gas station to flush their toilets. The Mobile Home Park management says they've communicated with park residents on Facebook and by telephone, and they hope to have the water back on later today. KSL's top national stories this half hour. After a lengthy night of negotiations, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a procedural vote will happen today to see if the House will move forward with a $3.5 trillion budget framework. ABC's Ike Jachi reports it's still not clear if that vote will succeed.
A Democratic aide says Speaker Pelosi is telling members this morning they're close to landing the plane, going on to apologize that a vote didn't happen last night, but that the delay is just part of the legislative process. A senior Democratic aide telling ABC News a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill will likely happen in the final week of September, giving moderate Democrats more time to debate the bill. The House Rules Committee is meeting to make changes to what the chamber will vote on later today. Ike Giacci, ABC News, Washington.
House Republicans say they have more questions than answers after a confidential briefing from the Biden administration on Afghanistan. In a House GOP news conference today on Capitol Hill, Congressman Mike Boast, who is a military veteran, says the Biden administration has let down America's vets.
They're watching the country that they had to fight in and the people that they fought alongside be left in chaos.
House Republicans are also slamming the president for now sticking to the August 31st hard deadline
to end the withdrawal operation. President Biden is expected to talk about that at any moment now. Here in Utah, a veteran is growing more desperate for his friend to be rescued out of Afghanistan. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
CNN recently got pictures of a death warrant issued by the Taliban against the family of a man who served as an interpreter for the U.S. military. Utah veteran Braden Wayman says his friend Fro already received a similar death warrant. Wayman tells KSL's David Dujanovic the situation is becoming more dangerous for Fro since our original stories. He says Fro's family has to hide every night, and every time they think it's safe to travel to the airport in Kabul, they get turned away every time.
Wayman says Fro's family gets rejected because they don't have the right paperwork. Those Northern California wildfires are now impacting lives in a large Nevada city, and flames could be threatening Lake Tahoe. ABC's Alex Stone is in California.
In Reno, schools are closed because the air is so bad. It looks like a thick fog, but it's not fog. It's what's left over of trees and homes burning. Reno reporting Monday and Tuesday had the worst air quality ever recorded in the area. The flames of the Caldor Fire closing in on Lake Tahoe. The fire only 9% contained. Firefighters have a lot of work left to do. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Utes football team will debut a new look on November 20th. The University of Utah has unveiled a new uniform and hand-painted helmet in honor of World War II vessel from Salt Lake City. The USS Salt Lake City unofficially fought in more battles than any other ship in the Pacific Fleet during the war. The team will wear the dark gray uniform with camo accents and a single battle star on the right shoulder when it hosts Oregon during the military appreciation game. Another parent has agreed to plead guilty in connection with the college admissions cheating scheme. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Marcy Palatella is the chief executive of a California liquor distribution business, and she tried to secure her son's admission to USC with a $500,000 payment to make him look like a real football recruit. Federal prosecutors in Boston said the son was not actually being recruited and would not play on the USC football team. Palatella has agreed to plead guilty to a single conspiracy count and accept a six-week prison sentence. She had been scheduled to stand trial with two other parents next month. Instead, she'll become the 33rd parent to plead guilty in the case, along with the actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Coming up on KSL, KSL's Boyd Matheson will dig deeper on the latest in Afghanistan, plus a look at your noontime drive.
Crash-free on the Valley Freeway is also seeing good speeds there, including I-15 between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Hi, guys. Are you struggling with ED? Well, today, Tuesday, August 24th, we're doing something special. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most powerful form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and improve circulation without pills. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And today only, we're offering two additional treatments to our patients free. This means that if you notice results fading in the future, we'll retreat you free of charge. This is an extraordinary value, and it's only good today, Tuesday, August 24th. Call us now to qualify. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Put a stop to your ED by finally treating the root cause. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. This offer ends today. 801-901-8000.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Five Utahns are competing in the Tokyo Paralympics. A Salt Lake City resident is competing in wheelchair fencing, which begins tomorrow. KSL News Time, 12:37. We've been hearing a lot from Republican leadership today on the situation in Afghanistan. What can we expect to hear from the president when he takes the podium? Joining me now is Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. And boy, those were some pretty emotional words that we heard from Republicans today about the situation in Afghanistan and the fact that the president's going to have blood on his hands.
Very emotional stuff. And these were all members of Congress who had served either in Afghanistan or Iraq, people who had been very close to the situation. So there was some very emotional words there coming out of the Republican side. Interesting that it is increasing on the Democratic side as well in terms of people saying, look, the policy is right. The execution is a disaster. And that's what we need to address and fix. So that's really starting to round out now. It's coming from both Democrats and Republicans to the White House. It's interesting. We're still not really clear in terms of where the president is going to go. We're even getting some conflicting reports. So early today, it was leaked that the president was just going to stand firm on the August 31st timeline that we're going to make that. Some are saying that's now getting the bets are being hedged a little bit. But in this call, so there was a teleconference with the G7 allies today. And the president told the G7, according to the Wall Street Journal, that they were on path and on track to meet the August 31st deadline. We haven't heard any response from those world leaders in terms of their reaction to that declaration by President Biden in that meeting. And so that will be interesting to see if he addresses the meeting of the G7 in the address that was originally scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. Utah time. We're now at 12:40 almost. And so we're still waiting to see how that's going to play out, how the White House is processing it, and what the message is going to be to our allies. To our allies and friends inside of Afghanistan and to citizens here at home. He has a big job to do. This will be the fourth time the president has addressed the nation on Afghanistan alone in the last 7 days. And still there's not a clear, coherent message of here's where we are, here's where we're going, here's how we're going to execute.
Boyd, it is so tough for normal Americans, average citizens, to get a grip of what really is happening with the political divisiveness. It's hard to understand if one side is just trying to make the other side look bad or what the reality is.
Yeah, and that's where so the interesting thing that I've been watching today is both Democrats and Republicans coming out of these closed-door briefings with the Pentagon, with the Defense Department, with the Secretary of State. I haven't seen any member of Congress come out of those meetings satisfied. Either Democrat or Republican, they're not satisfied with the answers they're getting to tough questions. And so we have a long way to go on this. And some transparency, some clarity is really what the president needs to do today more than anything.
All right. Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. And we will continue to stand by for the president.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.